Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and celebrating with me today 5 years in her Enchanted Circle journey. Her, like, I want a name for it. Like, is it the true law of attraction journey? Is it like actually doing the law of attraction? How would you define like the last 5 years?
Like something like learning how to make LOA actually work, you know, like, getting LOA to work for me.
I totally resonate with that because that's kind of what I say about me is like, I had two law of attraction journeys where I don't know what I was doing, but it wasn't working. I mean, I know kind of what I was doing, but it wasn't working. And then like when I figured it out and it was working.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's like, I feel like I spent this time in Enchanted Life, you learning how to make it work, figuring it out for real.
Yes. I love it. For listeners, what we're going to dive in today, we're going to dive into, you know, what's gone on in the past 5 years. What are some of the things Vicky has learned? This is going to be focused on manifesting money, what Vicky was doing in the past that didn't work, what she has been doing over the past 5 years, her tips for you on how to manifest money. So we're going to jump into that. Actually, this question first. You know, as I was thinking, you know, I've often wanted to call this day graduation when you guys get to this 5 year mark, which was an inspired, you know, something that happened a few years ago. And I was like, oh, this should be 5 years. The intention should be to be here for 5 years because we work with your future self 5 years out in the future. And so I've called it graduation in the past. And as the last couple of days thinking about you getting to this day, 5 years, now that was 5 years in the future, I'm like, it's not graduation. It's more like continuation or something else because yeah. And I would love your thoughts on, you know, whether you would think it's graduation. Would you graduate and be done with this work at this moment?
No. Absolutely not. This is too fun. And like, you know, I it's kind of human nature to always want the next thing, to always want more. And not that you're like dissatisfied, but it's like there's just curiosity and openness with being here on and like experiencing life. I feel like so much of that is what else can I create? What else can, how can I make this bigger and deeper and juicier? And like, I've come so far in 5 years. I'm just so excited to see how much farther I go from here the next 5 years.
Yes. I love that. And I do think it's human nature, especially when you figure out how to make the law of attraction work. You said something key, you know, it's like, what else can I create? Versus I think when, before people really get how to use the law of attraction, the question is like, oh, how do I do this? How do I get this? How do I get this? How do I get this? Mm-hmm. And when you get the stuff you want, you're like, what else can I get? What else can I create? Which is a different energy, right?
Yeah. And I think when I started this journey, I was like, oh, no. I'll get what I want and I'll be good. I won't want anything new. And like, you know, like, but now there's more and more. And not that I'm dissatisfied with my life at all. It's just, I'm excited for the next step and the next step and the next step, the next 5 years.
Yeah. The more satisfied you get, the more you want to create more juiciness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cause you like the feeling of, oh, this is great. I created this. So you want more of that. I created this feeling.
Absolutely. So tell us, what's your money manifested total that we're celebrating today?
My money manifested total is $473,302.88.
Yay!
Yay.
That's amazing. How does that
Although,
feel? Oh, go ahead.
it feels really great. And I also feel by the time this comes out, it'll be 500.
Oh, easily. That's
Right.
yeah, that's
Literally.
20, a little over, a little less than 27,000. Absolutely, because we are
Easy.
recording this on April 11th, 2023. And so you've been listening to Vicky's story unfold for a couple of months now, which is awesome, because you get to kind of, again, this will be a continuation, but this is this moment where we celebrate a lot of things today. So
Yeah.
that's fun.
Yeah, so it feels really good. I don't think I honestly, when I started with you, I was like, I'd never imagined I would be in the six digits at all, like manifested
Like
total
ever.
ever.
That's amazing. Why do you think you didn't think, like, did you just never think that was possible, or was it like, that's not for me?
I just didn't think I was capable of that, so I never imagined it.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. And part of that is because you had a money story. If you don't choose your money story consciously, everyone ends up with one by default. It just default kind of the way our brain works. And so what was your former money story? And tell us how it was playing out in your life five and a half years ago.
My previous money story was survival. And a person who lives in survival, in a survival money story, does a lot of one big cycle of, or I guess a roller coaster of having enough and is not getting rid of it, but then not having enough and having a panic, freak out, drama. Then you're above water again. And then something happens, either you overspend or there's a big bill, something like that. And there's more drama, and it just over and over and over and over again. It happened so many times to me in so many ways. Like for money, like I would, when, like before I started with you, and then in the first few little chunk of starting with you, I was in the survival story. I would have my head above water, and then something would happen. Either I just would like brainlessly spend too much money, or like I'd get a big bill, or I'd convince myself I needed to buy this one big thing because it's going to change my life. And then I'd spend the money, and you know, a week later, my account is overdrafted, or I'm not going to make rent this month because I just spent all that money on XYZ. And then I would have a big meltdown, lots of drama, lots of drama. Oh my gosh. And kind of pull myself out of it a little bit. And I get my head back above water again, and it would all start all over again.
Yeah, and that is definitely the survival story. And another word you can use in place of drama is panic. And people in survival, like living the money survival story, that panic is what's familiar and comfortable, even though it sucks. And you're like, this is terrible. I wouldn't choose this. It's very safe for your brain to be in that panic space, which is why it takes some focus and intention to shift that story.
Yeah, because your brain has like, I grew up like that, and I grew up seeing certain grown-ups in my life work like that. I just figured that's kind of like what I'm supposed to do. So for so long, you know, from childhood, those sort of neural pathways were built. So to like build new neural pathways that no longer are comfortable. Let me backtrack. So those neural pathways were built of drama, of panic, and above water. So my brain was comfortable because those roads were built, but I wanted a different road to take. So coming to work with you was building new roads. So I was more comfortable. So my brain and everything was more comfortable in the success road and not in the panic road.
Yes, amazing. And another thing that people with this story do, they say this is one of the ways you can easily pick out if you're living the money survival story, is you're either going 100 miles an hour or you're crashed out. What did that look like in your life? Because I know that you had some experience with that too.
Yeah, I mean, like when I first started with you, I was stepping into working full time as an actor. And I was taking every show offered, and I was like white knuckling auditioning for every single show available. And I was getting cast a lot, which was great. But really what was happening was I worked so many shows one after another. I was just putting in my all for it. I was burnt out. I burnt out after like 2 years of it, and I ended up kind of hating it, which it baffles me to think that I didn't like performing at one point. Like it was a chore. It turned into like a drag.
Yeah.
And that was not why I joined or why I started. So anyway, going 100 miles an hour, I overstretched myself. I went in all in really hard for a couple years, and then I burnt out and I hated it.
Yeah.
Survival story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And had you not been here, you probably would have just picked back up and gone in 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
Because that's what people with survival story do, right? And this plays out whether they're trying to be an actor or they just volunteer for a lot of things or, you know, something they're that person always doing extra, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like it played out in my relationship too.
Yeah.
When I first started with you, I was in a different relationship and it was the same thing. It was like things were fine and then things were terrible and I was just a mess. And then things were fine. And then things were awful. It just was back and forth and back and forth constantly with that last relationship. And I put in my all to that relationship too. Now that I think about it, like I was always focusing on like, how can I make this better? How can I fix this? Putting in so much work and effort. And then eventually I just burnt out. And I mean, I think that relationship was doomed anyway.
But yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, I outgrew it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that was a survival pattern too.
Absolutely. You know, because it had to be a survival. Like, that's what mode you were in. So that's what you were creating.
That's right? True. Like, I met him when I was 100% fully in survival in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
I think I met him like a year before I started with you, or like 6 months or something before I started with you. So yeah. I was deep in it at that point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. So what's your current money story title?
I was vacillating between two, but I landed on Powerful Creator.
I love that. I also love how it doesn't have anything to do with money. That's one of the things I see is people outgrow. Our stories become more powerfully about us and our capabilities than what we want. Because if you're a powerful creator, you can automatically create what you want. You don't have to be like, I'm a powerful creator of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Tell us how this story of Powerful Creator is being lived out in your life.
Well, when I use the word powerful, to me, that means like intentionally creating things. Like you have the power. I have the power. Like money as well as an amazing life. So for money, I spent the last 5 years creating this powerful momentum of creation. Like I got the ball rolling and I was welcoming in more and more money. Just like as time went on, it just was like cumulatively awesome to see and to see like the fruition of the work I had been putting in, and not like it was hard work. I mean, some of it was uncomfortable, but you know, the showing up and the dedication I was showing to this work was paying off and I was seeing it. So that kind of helped the momentum, was seeing results, keep going, keep showing up, because more and more is coming. Like if I'm seeing these good results, I'm going to keep seeing more results the more I show up. Powerful creator. And like stepping into this new relationship, this relationship of my dreams, was also something I created. Mm-hmm. Even while I was in the midst of a relationship that was no fun, it just was like I was still creating the energy and the momentum of powerful creation within that old relationship. And now I'm in a wonderful new relationship.
I love it. Which reminds me, well, I think you brought this up on a past episode, or maybe I just saw it like on TikTok, but you said something going back to your money story, your old money story and your current money story is, you know, eventually when you started to shift that survival story, you were no longer willing to tolerate like money drama. And then that also meant you weren't willing to tolerate that in your relationship anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. And that fed into like when I started dating, that I just was like, oh, I'm not dealing with this. I'm out.
Yes. Yeah,
but like, right. Because the drama, I was like, I can see what this is going to lead to because I worked, I had so much awareness around my previous story that I just knew that someone else's drama story was not what I wanted. I wanted like a fresh, clean page. Definitely found that with my partner.
Yay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I always say when you change your money story, everything changes, and it has, right?
Yeah, it does. And like not only just relationships and money, but my life too. It's like less drama, so easy, less BS. I love it.
Yay. So tell us three ways that money showed up that really surprised you the most over these last 5 years.
I'm going backwards chronological order.
Yeah.
So most recently, I got hired out of the blue to direct a kids show at this company I've worked at before. It was so last minute and out of the blue. Like they emailed me and I showed up 2 days later and auditioned the kids 3 days later. Like it was boom, boom, boom. It was so crazy. Just like running in, but it was so fulfilling, so magical. And in the initial offer letter, she had given me a price range of what they would pay me. And I went into the first meeting with the big boss thinking, I'm happy no matter what. This is all manifested money. I'm happy no matter what the cost, you know, whatever I'm getting paid. And almost immediately, right off the bat, he was like, oh, no, we're going to pay you the top of that range for sure.
Of course.
Like, yeah, okay, great. Of course. So that was super fun that it was like, not only was it big money, but it was also a fun, fulfilling, it's a thing I love too. So it's like getting paid to do the things I love, which of course I do.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And the next thing, backwards chronological order, I got a huge tip while I was working at the dinner theater. I was serving this table and I just thought, oh, they're very pleasant. They're nice people. Just like living my life, getting the shift done kind of thing. But as the shift was ending, everybody in the kitchen was like, oh my gosh, you got that table. It's the so-and-so family. They tip so big. Oh my gosh. And in my head, I was like, oh, cool. An extra $20 or something. But no, it was like hundreds of dollars. Like their tip was more than all of the other tips in my section combined. It was amazing. It was so funny. And it was my first show at that company too. Like it was my first time at the company. And they were like, the new girl got the table. Oh my gosh. And that was fun. Oh gosh. I'm excited to get back into serving for those fun money stories.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other fun way that money showed up that surprised me the most was when I was practicing. I just started with you and I was in some kind of money panic and you said, like your coaching was to just trust and like leave the space. Don't go into the how. Cause I think I was like, maybe I need to drive more. I think I was driving for Lyft. I was like, maybe I need to be doing more Lyft hours and shifts. Anyway, you just were like, try nothing, hold the open space, see what happens. And about 2 days later, it dawned on me that I hadn't done my taxes yet. So I did my taxes and I went into it knowing that I would owe like $1,000+, but I ended up getting back like $2,000.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome. I love it. And so prior to that, I love this range of like all of these things coming. The Winnie the Pooh job, like in terms of your monthly salary, was it like a monthly salary, half a monthly salary, 10%? Like, do you remember off the top of your head?
It was probably 3/4 of my monthly salary.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, I love this, right? So getting, you know, a couple thousand extra dollars, this huge tip, which was basically double, right? You got paid double because that was your whole section. And then three quarters of a month's salary is really where you've come to, like, that's what you're manifesting now. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's so awesome.
I love it. And so before you started 5 years ago, what did you think it meant to manifest money? Like, if you're like, I want money, how did you think it was going to show up?
I thought manifesting money was receiving checks in the mail, people handing me money or like gifting me money. I also thought, though, that it was like a lot of hard work and focus. But it's so funny. I also felt like it was a lot to do with luck.
Ah, tell us more.
I felt like I was doing so much and I was doing all the things all the people were telling me to do and they were manifesting money, but I wasn't. So I was like, they must just like have this extra little lucky gene that I don't have. And I felt like a part of me thought it was just like luck.
Which explains, going back to the beginning of the interview, why you never saw yourself as being a almost $500,000 manifester. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so even though you thought it was luck, I'm very curious about this. So were you like, maybe I'll be the lucky one someday? Like, if you thought it was luck, what kept you trying to manifest?
I thought that it was just a numbers game. Like, eventually, what is it? Is it the spaghetti in the wall thing? Like, something would stick eventually.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. So you just had to keep doing lots of work and focusing more, because if it wasn't working, what I'm hearing is that meant you should do more things.
Yeah. And also it's dawning on me that I felt, because I wasn't seeing results, I was doing something wrong. So I needed to find the right thing or like do something else that I could do right. So yes. I was always on the lookout for something else.
Amazing. All right. So we are going to pause this conversation about manifesting money because I want to keep this episode in line with what we normally do. And we'll come back with manifesting money part two, like the 5-year journey. And then we also have one specifically on how to make the law of attraction work in a couple of weeks. Vicky, as we wrap up at this point, is there anything else that you want to share about, you know, kind of what you were doing or what you thought it meant to manifest money or where you were 5 years ago?
I mean, just that time isn't what you think it is.
Say more, because I think I understand what you're trying to tell our listeners, but I'd love to hear it from your mouth.
Well, it's like, I think at the time I started with you, it was like 5 years so long. I just was like, I'm going to burn out before then. I think I did have that thought that I was like, I'll last a year maybe. And I think at the time you didn't give any like length.
There was no five. Yeah. There was no, yeah, you should nothing plan on this for 5 years thing. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was nothing like that. And I think at the time, anyway, it doesn't matter. But I just thought I would be hanging out for a year or two and burn out and move on. So like, if you had told me back then that I was going to be so consistently dedicated for 5 years, I just would have been like, who is that person? That's not me. And 5 years is too long. I want my shit now.
Right.
But like, it just, I will get into this later of why the 5 years is necessary and why it's so powerful too.
Yes.
But yeah, it, like, to kind of circle back, time is relative. People say that all the time, but it used to not mean anything to me. Time is not linear. It's not what you think.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. That ends part one of this 5-year celebration and money manifesting journey. We'll be back next week for part two. The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com. www.thebusinessmindset.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.